And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. UL Lafayette is offering a number of summer camp programs for kids throughout the summer. For more information, you can contact the university's continuing education department. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra has summer camps for kids, as well as private lessons and group classes through the Conservatory of Music. Call or go to their website to find out more. Jim Phillips is teaching a summer camp at Cité des Arts. It's called They're Going to Put You in the Movies, and it's for students ages 7 through 14. You can call Cité for more information about that camp. Acadiana Open Channel is holding a four-day animation camp in July, July 21st through the 24th, for students ages 12 through 17. Contact AOC for further information. Lots of art camps throughout the summer at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And if you would like to nominate some woman you know who works very hard, either in business or the nonprofit world or public service, the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women is accepting nominations for their 20th annual Women of Excellence Awards. For more information, you can call their office or go to the website. The Silverbacks Improv Theater is having a performance tonight at Theater 810 at 7:30. They present Lafayette Famous with Jason Petitjean. Jason Petitjean has been a member of the Silverbacks for quite some time now, and he is heading off to medical school, and they are doing a Lafayette Famous performance with Jason this evening. Tickets are available at the door or by calling Theater 810. The UL Lafayette Summer Blood Drive continues through today near Dupre Library. For more information, you can contact United Blood Services. Tomorrow evening in Brobridge, there will be a literary night featuring writers Patrice Melnick, J. Bruce Fuller, and Liz Burke from 7 to 9 Thursday evening at Joie de Vivre Coffee and Culture Cafe in downtown Brobridge. The play Medal of Honor Rag by Tom Cole will open on Thursday at Cité des Arts. It runs just through this weekend. Tickets are available at their website or by calling Cité. On Thursday, United Way of Acadiana is having a volunteer day, a community action day. It takes place all across Acadiana and the parishes they serve, quite a number of volunteer activities. You can visit their website to find out volunteer opportunities that you might be interested in. City of Lake Charles will host three new art exhibits at the historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center on Ryan Street. There will be an opening reception this Friday. Doors open at 5:30 with a gallery talk by artist Mark Messersmith. The Seed to Skillet program has a workshop this Saturday at Vermilionville called Companion Planting, Pickles, and Pesto. Stop by our website for a schedule of all of our programs or to podcast locally produced programs. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air, and we continue throughout Wednesday evening with great public radio programming, starting with This American Life, the TED Radio Hour, Radio Lab, and Snap Judgment. In just a moment, NPR's All Things Considered.